this episode, we're going to be talking about the God, the one and only, Nipsey Hussle. Well, how's everybody doing? I'd like to welcome you back to the Man Stuck in Traffic podcast. It's been some time, man. I did one last year, ended up getting deployed, ended up traveling, and just getting swamped with work and school and everything, and had one in January, and then we had the government shutdown, and I had a lot of clutch moments that I had to pull out for my unit, and ended up getting that done, and now I'm no longer on active duty. I'm chilling here in sunny Florida, closer to my son, my father, my mother, my sisters, my family, you know, because that's important, man. I gotta try to stop doing the thing. I'm terrible at public forums, so just bear with me if that is one of your pet peeves like it is mine. I try to correct my own kid over that, and I do it myself, so. Well, what I wanted to talk about, there I go again, anyway, was Nipsey, man. You know, it's been 3 weeks now, going on four, since he was stolen from us, and, I'm still not right about it, man. I'm still not in a place where I can accept it, and that's probably because I want him back, you know. I want him. I want his energy back so bad, and I know that his energy is transferred among us and has inspired a lot of people, and there's a lot of great things going on now that he's gone, and people are using that, what he's represented, to push forward, you know, minority culture, minority issues, and getting us on the proper path, man, and facing our own demons. And it sucks, man, because I was a huge fan. You know, I'm not saying that to jump on someone's coattail and say that I'm this and I'm that, and oh man, I know every one of his songs. Like, I'm a legit fucking fan. You know, I'm a legit fan. The first time I heard Nipsey was 2008. I just graduated high school in 2007. I'm running the streets. I got no plan, got no direction. And the chick I'm dating at the time, she bought me one of those Sirius XM like home radio things, right? Because I had one for the car, and I could bring the toggle out of the car and into the house and plug it into the radio. And I had to climb onto my dad's roof to point the sat, like, he didn't even know I was up there. I had to, like, nail in a piece of the satellite, sketchy as hell, on the edge of the roof, about to fall and hurt my damn self in the middle of the night. I'm smoking, you know, and smoking a cigarette, air quotes. And this is 2008, so long time ago. And I was able to get a signal. Bam, got a signal. Leap from the roof down to the grass, damn near did a barrel roll, bust my ass. I was able to get into my room, turn it on to Shay 45, and bam, it was like 8:45. I forget who was hosting, but they premiered The Hustle Way. And that was the first time I ever heard Nipsey Hussle, was The Hustle Way. And I heard it, and you know, it just happened to be that moment where I'm like, I just did all this effort to get music into my life, because I really needed to hear something. I really wanted to hear the music, you know. Because I was trying to figure it out. And then I heard The Hustle Way, and I was like, damn, this dude is like, he's speaking directly to me, because he's talking about the times where he was lost and trying to figure it out. Where he was trying to get an idea and like trying to take the lessons from the street and turn right with it. And that's where I was. I was in a fucked up spot. I didn't know which direction to go. And that song, and this is 2008, so like cell phones didn't have access to YouTube like crazy. So I was scrambling trying to find ways to listen to his music. And I really wasn't able to for a couple months. I just had to wait for the song to cut back on Sirius XM. And I was broke, so I couldn't afford a computer and shit. You know, this chick is like lacing me with stuff. And year passed. I joined the service. Just because, like, I needed to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I ended up joining the service. I took a road trip to New Orleans, which is my homage. That's my I'm from Louisiana. And my homeboy was like, yo, we're going to Houston. The House of Blues, the game is in town. The game is in town. It's 2011. I forget the exact date. The game is in town in Houston. I'm a huge game fan. That's the first CD I ever pirated. And I was in London when I pirated that shit. Like 2005, the documentary dropped, I think. And I listened to that shit. I was wearing red rags around London thinking I was a blood. I had no clue what any of that shit meant. And we go to the House of Blues. The game performs. Nip comes out, does a whole bunch of songs I never heard of before. And that was it. That was it. It was locked in. I was a fucking fan forever, man. And as much time as I could, and whenever I could get around to the music, because being in the service, I ended up getting busy. The Soul Tape and all that stuff had dropped. I'm a huge, fabulous fan. I like music that speaks directly to your soul. You know, I'm not into fad music and fad trends and, you know, all that other bullshit. Like, I grew up on, like, the Lox. You know, I grew up on people, like, in that pocket. That are just gritty. And Nip is just... he was just a gritty, truthful, speaking rapper. And that shit stuck with me, man. And, like, obviously, I'm a light-skinned dude. Like, his image related to my image. And then my older brother, Ian... you know, look, he's from... my older brother, Ian, he's from Jamaica. He was born there. Like, and he's more of a family member than he is a brother. But you get to choose your family. Blood, you're stuck with him. So, like, Ian is my older brother. And he reminds me of Nip because he brings a lot of, like, that Bob Marley mindset of, you know, people, passion, and just trying to stay connected with roots, you know, because the strongest tree in the forest has the deepest roots, and Nipsey rapped to that notion. And, man, I've just been a fan for so long, you know. I've never been, like, a dick rider, like, oh, I'm a Crip now. Like, I never wore a flag in my life. I never joined a gang. Like, I may have been affiliated because we grew up in that era where, like, everybody was blood and all of a sudden. And then, like, you know, everybody was Crips and blood and it just exploded. Like, I don't even know, like, 2007 or something like that. I forget. Like, all of a sudden, my school was full of Crips and Bloods. I was like, what the fuck? And shout to my man, Marcel. Black man, he's a 60, he's from New York, and that's my fucking ace. And you know, I got nothing but love for him. He showed me nothing but support, and this you know, Nipsey being stolen from us brought me and him back together, and it's been really good to speak to him again. And and it just sucks to see someone doing so well for everything, for everybody, people he didn't even know. He just knew that if I'm able to create a fountain of youth, people would just drink from it, you know. And there's this, that old notion of, you know, lead a horse to water. Well, for me, it wasn't lead a horse to water. It was, and this is what I took from him, lead a horse to water. No, it was more like, be the guy who built the lake. Right? Be the man who built the lake. Right? That's the status you need. Build the lake. Allow other people to grow from that. And yeah, you can hear him in the background. This is just truth to power, man. You know? This is my fucking guy. And I cried so hard, man. I cried. My wife has never seen me cry like that. I've cried over a few things. You know, today is weird that I'm even doing this, but today I lost my mentor. 3 years ago, my military mentor, straight up white dude, cowboy from Texas, and I'm a young black man, you know, and like, he took me under his wing and like just helped me navigate 10 years of service, and I lost him at a real hard, real critical point in my life, and that shit, I'm still fucked up over that, you know? And it just, you know, man, it's just, you get to that point in life where life starts to take things away from you, right? Life takes things away, and it's hard to get new gifts. So you got to start appreciating what you got right now. And, you know, Nipsey was a man's man. You know, he played by the rules. He respected the game. He respected the streets. He respected the blue collar people, the white collar people, the boardroom, the corner office guy. You know, he is the dude who treat he. There's that meme that I see all the time, or whatever inspirational photo that says, "Treat the janitor with the same respect as the CEO." And that was Nip. He never changed for nobody. You know. He never changed for nobody. He just stayed true to his vision. And that's why I followed him so long. That's why I follow people like him, like Jay, you know, like people from that cloth, you know, Fab, the Locks. They stay true to who they are, and they're still building. You're not going to see Styles P in a boardroom talking like a white guy, right? He's not going to be talking like, "Oh, yeah, you know, son." And he's going to be, "Well, actually, blah, blah, blah." No, man. He is who he is. But he holds himself in a tall stature. So you gotta respect him. And Nip is that. Nip was that, man. And fucking sucks. It fucking sucks to have him stolen from us. I mean, listen to my man.
That's how I knew that I was different. And it's like, you know, but you can look a gift horse in the face and not know what you're looking at. And I feel like, you know, I'm looking at the gift horse. I'm just one of the ones that notice what I'm looking at. You know what I mean? It's actually an incredible time. It's like a gold rush. There's never been a time like this. In our generation, it's our equivalent of the gold rush. And everybody moved to California. This technology has empowered everybody. It's giving people, you know, it's as big as that. You want to make it, and, you know, it's as far as you want to take it. And we could quote a gang of things going on in the world right now, or just, you know, accept it as being true. But, you know, it's like, man, giants gonna crumble, big companies gonna crumble, new companies gonna pop up out of nowhere, and it's gonna be dramatic right now, and I believe it. That's how I know.
You know, he was... He is, and I hate saying was, but he is that. He is truth to power if there ever was that, man. You know, T.I., these guys, man, they are valuable. Killer Mike, these guys are valuable, and we're not going to be able to save the world. You can only save your world, the world you grew up in, right? The people you surrounded yourself with. That's who you can save. Right, you can't cure hunger around the world. As easy as we could, it's just human beings are just not there. You want to fix your surroundings, and Nip did that, man. They turned Slauson into Venice Beach, and you know, it sucks, man. It fucking sucks. It hurt my soul because it. It made me realize how much of a mortal that I am. Is to watch the video of him being stolen from us. And he didn't run. The last visual memory I have of him is on camera being gunned down, but it was that deciding moment where he saw the gun drawn on him, and he didn't fucking run. You feel me? He didn't fucking run. He reached for it. He reached for my man like, "Nah, fuck, what the fuck?" He reached for my man like, "Yo, you gonna have to do me, bro. You're not gonna shoot me in the back. I ain't running. I built this. This is my shit." And I know, man, I'm following everybody on Instagram. It hurts to see the game in such pain. Slauson Bruce, man, you know, like Jay Stone, these guys are hurt. You know, Jorge, David, these guys are hurt, man. And I personally can't imagine how it feels. I have my own version of my pain of what he meant to me. And those dudes, to see the pictures that they're sharing, to see the videos and everything that these guys are sharing, and they're fucking hurting, man. And if you know them, if you're listening and you know those guys, just give them that phone call, man. Just let them know. Invite them out. Take them somewhere. You know, because they just lost, they lost their leader, man. And I know how that feels. I know how it feels to lose people in the service, man. People that you love and cherish. You know, I lost two people to suicide that I personally was hand in hand friends with. You know, and those two hurt. Matt hurt real bad because we were in training school together. He's a young Asian kid. He's a young Asian kid that grew up in a white family. He was adopted. And he just had some demons, man. He was the life of the party, though. And we lost him. He committed suicide right after we got home from training school. And then, you know, Mike, that one hurt because it was right before deployment. He was a Army lieutenant, I want to say, or captain. He dropped his commission and he joined the Coast Guard, which was weird. And he was enlisted again. And he was such a great guy. He was quiet, but he had moments where we like laughed at fucked up things, right? I would say, because my humor's, I come from the Dave Chappelle era, so like my humor's real fucked up. And he would just laugh at the shit and still be quiet as fuck, but he would laugh at it. And we had such a great time. Anytime he was in supply, because I run supply, so like anytime he was in there, it was cool as hell. And man, it that one hurt too, because he committed suicide. Well, no, Randall passed. My mentor Randall, he passed away early in April, and then, you know, we had Michael kill him, you know, unfortunately take his life later that month. So that April's a real tough time for me, you know. And so I understand their pain, you know. I understand what it's like to lose people. I've lost a lot of good friends riding motorcycles in the streets to, you know, prison sentences, you know, now in the service. So I understand, man. I understand. And if you guys ever listen to this, you know, I really give you my heart, you know. But Nipsey, Hermes, my man, like, I know energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It's distributed. So, and it's evident. It's evident in your life. All the energy you amassed through all of your endeavors was transferred amongst the population that was able to absorb it. Not everybody was. People turned themselves off to that energy, but a lot of people absorbed it. And you can tell. You have gang peace talks all over the country. People are passionate for peace, finally. And unfortunately, it took us witnessing you be stolen from us. But the immediate outpour, like, your energy was transferred among us all. And, you know, I love you, man. I appreciate all the lessons you taught me through your music. The couple shows I caught you at, man. I wish I was able to have a conversation with you. And I've only been able to hold a conversation with you through your music, you know. And taking those lessons you've learned and seeing how I can duplicate that. How can I navigate this world in that manner, you know? In my own small things. How can I navigate it? And you taught great lessons, man. And those lessons will live on forever. You know? Your mindset is infectious, bro. And you changed the world. More, and I love... I wasn't around for Tupac, man. You know, Dave East said this shit well. I feel this one. You know, I wasn't around for Pac. I wasn't around for any of that. I don't know what it means to lose Pac and Biggie. I have no clue. Not a clue at all. Stack bundles hurt because we knew people from the same circle. And when I was running the streets, you know, I kind of ran into them a bit. Chink sucked. That one sucked. And I just become a fan, and he, bam, taken from us. Bankroll. You know, I had a couple of his songs on my gym playlist, pumping them out, slamming it to Bankroll Fresh, and bam, stolen from us. Mac Miller, that one. I'll be honest, I haven't tried to process Mac Miller's, unfortunate, because he's just timeless, man. Nip and Mac are just timeless people, right? You hear their music and it's like, man, it feels like the first time all over again. And not everything is going to hit. Not every Nipsey song is like the greatest of all time. I'm just going to be honest. Like, not all of them hit for me, you know? There are some beats I'm not privy to. And that's him trying to expand his vision. And the same thing for Mac. There are some songs I'm just like, cool, I'll skip it because I want to get to the song I know changes my tone. You know? And that's cool. That's just being a fan. You know? You can tell the difference between a fan and a bandwagoner. Bandwagon fans think everything is great. Every verse, every song, all of it is 100% perfect. And that's just not the reality. Like, there are some songs that I miss. And that's cool. That's just a part of the process. And you, if you're able to see that and appreciate when he strikes greatness, but also appreciate when he misses, and you're like, hey, man, you can comment on those videos and those photos and give constructive criticism, then you are a true fan. You know, the things Nipsey did for us, we haven't seen come to fruition yet because he planted the seeds and they have just now sprouted because the energy that he put over them with the loss of his life was redistributed to those seeds he planted. And they're starting to sprout. You can see it. And I'm forever grateful, man. I'm forever grateful for Nip. I don't want to try and comprehend how Ms. London would ever feel, because it's not fair. It's extremely disrespectful to try and comprehend how she would feel. You just got to be there for her. That's it. You just got to be there for her. When she does public posts, just show some love, man. I won't speak upon the disrespect that was shown to her by a very untalented rapper. I'm just going to show love, man. Like, that's it. It's all I can do is buy more Marathon clothing. I try to buy a piece every month. Got the hat. Got, you know, just buy it. Just buy it, man. And start your own marathon. You know, start your own marathon. It's never too late to run the race, man. The marathon is such a good notion because look at who runs marathons. Everybody from everywhere, all over the world. And when they finally cross the finish line, it's a beautiful celebration. So don't be afraid to run your marathon. Put some Nipsey on, let it ride, find those gems that speak to you, and move on, and move on them. You know, move on them. That's what I'm doing. I'm pursuing my education, finally. You know, I'm pursuing my private industry goals on how I want to take on the defense sector. You know, those are things that I'm pursuing. It all takes time. You know, it all takes time. You know, I really hope that you guys are able to pull something from what Nipsey stood for. And allow that to become a part of your foundation. Because people are going to throw bricks at you. And what you do with those bricks defines who you are. You can either throw them back, or you can use those bricks to build an empire. But it all starts with what you do with them. You know? And that's what really, really matters. I can't play FDT because I'm still technically enlisted. So I'll have to change this one. What we got here? We got some days off. Late nights, early morning. Clarity. Ocean view. Oh, this is my shit right here. We got to let this one rock. Yeah, so, you know, you got to start building that empire at some point in time. And it doesn't matter what you do, man. It doesn't matter what your passion is. Just fucking do it. I know that's such a cliche notion, but that's what Nip did. His passion was people. His people. Progress. And he just let it manifest, man. And it takes time. It just takes fucking time, man. I'm going through it right now. I'm not, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old and my shit is pop. I'm still bubbling. My pot's still on the stove. I'm just trying to add the right ingredients, man. You know, so I'm getting a degree. I'm going through school right now. Not because I'm going to get paid more, but because I need to double down. I need to take two steps back and broaden my views through education and exposure and the patience that comes with completing a degree and all the work that goes into it. That's something I need to put myself through, because in the military, you guys, if you would ever serve with me, if you ever serve with me, and I hope that if you listen to this podcast, you know, joining the service is a great thing, man. Build that foundation, but it's not the answer to everything. And I spent 10 years busting my ass building the special operations community for my agency and doing whatever I needed to do for people that I work for and people that look to me to get things done. And now I want to take that same ability to make the impossible happen overnight and take that into the private sector so I can do some good. And that's my plan. And where that takes me, I don't know. Who that introduces me to, I don't know. But I just know that I spoke some things into the universe and they appeared. You know? And all I want is what? These ocean views. Keep a small circle. Make sure it's the chosen few. Like, it's all there, man. It's all there. It's all there. It's all there, man. Listen to it. Down and I follow through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. I talk shit, but you know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's the chosen few. I wrote it down and I follow through. I bought a pound and we rode the fuel. Mm-hmm. I talk shit, but you know it's true. Yeah. Early morning off that flight. You know, it's all there, man. So we're coming up on 30 minutes here. I'm at 28:12, so you know, I really hope everybody's is healing together. You're healing well, and you heal through his music. You know, I'm trying myself. You know, I'm right there with you. I'm struggling too, man. You know, it's hard for me to get through a verse without wanting to cry. But I'm trying to listen to what his mother said. You know, his brother Snoop. The funeral was probably one of the most powerful things I've ever witnessed in my whole life, man. That is unity. That is Nipsey's specific line. That is us stepping as one together as unity. I may have misquoted it completely, but that line from Nip on that extra interview, stepping together, I think it's stepping forward into unity as one people. And that stuck with me, man. And there's a lot more I need to do in my own community, because I've done it elsewhere. I did it in Oakland. I need to step up here now that I'm back home, or at least temporarily until my next journey. That's my plan for 2019, is to get involved. I'm not here to set goals like make $1 million. I just want my world to manifest a little bit more, you know, and I hope you guys do the same, man. So, I appreciate your time. This is for Hermes, man. We love you. We're always going to love you. You've been immortalized, and I'm sorry to see you go in this fashion. But you stood your ground when it was that time. You stood tall, and you didn't run, man. And that should be a lesson to us all. Facing the most dire moment of his life, he decided to not run. And that should be a part of your every day. There's no need to run. It ain't going nowhere. So just get it done. Just get it done, man. I love y'all. I'm going to try and get back to the cast now that I got a lot more time on my hands. Being in the reserve, and now that I'm, you know, in school, not being on active duties, I need something to occupy my time. So just look forward to more casts. You know, I just want to get the content out there. I just want to talk to you guys how I feel. I'm a hip hop head. I'm 30 years old. You know, I was born in 89. That's the generation I'm from, you know. And I want to talk to you guys. I'm a gamer. You know, I'm a big gamer. I'm big into Marvel Comics. I can't wait for Endgame on Saturday. I got my tickets. I'm deleting people from social media that are posting spoilers. My own family, I ain't playing with Endgame. I hope you guys enjoy the movie. I hope, you know, you're a Marvel fan like I am. And it's a moment for you to just turn the world off and become a kid again and enjoy it. That's all it's about. Don't be embarrassed to be yourself, man. I wear high socks with shorts and long sleeves like I'm from fucking South Central, but that's just the swag I like. Be your fucking self, man. You know, I got all kinds of fucking crazy colored Vans and socks and shit. Like, just be your fucking self. Do you. Authenticity is as real as, is the most real thing you can try to pursue without pursuing it by just being your fucking self. Don't worry about the fucking mold. You are your own mold. You feel me? So, good luck, everybody. Until next time, I love y'all. The marathon continues.